you've been a part of so many kind of legendary songs. I was going to see if you'd be interested in this. If I play a clip of a song for you, if you could tell us a little bit about it, where you were, maybe tidbits that people might like to hear. Would you be interested in doing that?
Well, Brian, we'll give it a pop, man. Let's see how good my memory is, and you know, if I can figure out where we're going, I'll give it my best shot. How about that?
Well, I'm not going to try to play Stump Chuck Lavelle or anything. We'll make sure you know the song before we ask you to start talking about it a little bit. But we have a kind of a bad tape recorder here, so I'm going to put the microphone over to the tape recorder, hit play. And then when we come back, you can tell us a little bit about it. See if you recognize this one right now. This is the first one we'll go with.
All right. I got it.
We need to get you a buzzer or something.
Yeah, we're big. I've got it. That's Out of Tears by the Rolling Stones. You know, I think we did that on Voodoo Lounge, 1994, and, you know, it's a beautiful ballad that Mick wrote, and that's me playing the piano.
Now, when they come up with some of this stuff, do they give you a lot of freedom to kind of make it your own a little bit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. You know, when these artists call on me, usually and hopefully it's because I do what I do. And, you know, I mean, sometimes they may have a specific idea for piano or organ, and I do my best to please the artist and to please the producer that I'm working with. But, you know, 90% of the time it's, here's the tune, what do you think? And it's a great process. I really enjoy that.
Okay, we got another one here. I had no idea you were part of this. I don't know why I didn't think of you when I first heard this about a decade ago when it came out, but it was a monster song from a more modern band. I'll play it for you right now. Get the mic up over to the tape recorder here. I thought I heard you yelling. Did you know it?
Yeah, I was going bang, bang. Yeah, man, that's a wonderful song, and it's by the band Train, and it's called Drops of Jupiter. And man, what a great experience that was. Brendan O'Brien was the producer on that record, and I worked with Brendan on the first Black Crowes record when Brendan was engineering that record. Of course, Brendan went on to be a mega star producer, producing many, many famous bands, a lot of them out of the Seattle area, a lot of the grunge bands he worked with. And anyway, he calls me up. Brendan is from Atlanta, and he called me up one day and he said, man, I got this song by this band called Train, and it's got a great piano part, and I need a player. Are you available? So I went up the next day, knocked it out, and I was especially interested in playing that thing when I heard that Paul Buckmaster was going to do the string parts for that tune. Buckmaster is a famous arranger, and he wrote a lot of the arrangements for Elton John on his early records. Fabulous, fabulous arranger, and I was thrilled to be on a record that Paul Buckmaster worked on, and I love the band Train. They're great guys.
We've got one more for you. I heard this is one of your favorite songs of all time, so I thought I'd throw it in here. And once again, we are talking with Chuck Lavelle. He is going to be at the Center for the Arts a week from Thursday. Tickets starting to go fast. Try to give him a call, see if you can get yours ahead of time before you show up there. And it is at 7 o'clock, week from Thursday. Here is the last song we will play for you, Chuck.
All right. Oh, yes, oh, yes.
I heard you say something. You know that one?
I'm afraid I do. you know, that's been kind of a signature song for me, and I always enjoy playing that piece. Of course, it's Jessica, written by Dickie Betts. We recorded that in 72 in Macon, Georgia, and it was released in 1973. Went on to chart very high on the record charts at the time, which is sort of unusual for an instrumental piece, but it did very well. I seem to recall that it was in the top 20, maybe even higher than that, maybe even in the top 10 back in those days. But wonderful piece of music, a lot of fun for me to play. And again, it's become a signature song for me.